Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. May we not lose our first love, Lord. May we not become like the church of Laodicea, where we think that we have everything and that we are rich. But let us cast our eyes off this world and what this world has to offer, and lift our eyes up and put our whole trust and faith and dependence in you, looking to eternal life, our true home. And so this morning, may your word light our path, and may your word change us to become acceptable Christians and live worthy of your precious name. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We carry on this morning in the book of James, looking at various themes of James. And this morning we're going to be looking at dead faith or true faith. James says that there's two types of faith. There's one type of faith that shows exactly that you believe in this world system. And he says that's dead faith. And yet there's another type of faith that is true, that's from above, that draws its wisdom from above, which will cause you to live out a life that is acceptable to Christ. And James calls upon Christians to put outward actions with inward faith. In other words, he says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In other words, you cannot say that you are a Christian and tell everyone else that you are a Christian, but then go out and do exactly what the world is doing. There has to be something different between you and the world. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So what you are and what you truly believe inside will manifest itself outwardly in the way that you speak and in your actions. And that is why Jesus said you will know them by their fruits. And James speaks of false faith. He says that even the devils believe. You see, it's no big thing just to say that I'm a Christian. I believe. He says the devils also believe. Believing in itself is dead unless you display fruits that are real, because real fruits come from real faith and true faith. Paul says that that kind of faith purifies the heart and works by love. So James says there's two types of faith, false faith and real faith or true faith. Both have fruits, both are revealed outwardly by action and speech. Which one do you have today? James says that real faith and real works, real fruit is evident in people who look beyond this life. In other words, to be a true Christian, you cannot have a focus on this world. You have to look